Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
We're glad that you are on the SuperTalk Mississippi network of stations across the state of Mississippi or online. We're broadcasting live from the Southern Bancorp studios in Hattiesburg. Kelly Sander along with Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. As we hear the marching band at Southern Miss play in the background, it brings a special smile to our first two guests, who I'm going to introduce to you in just a moment. This first segment brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Smoked here, loved everywhere. Leave it to Dickie's to handle your first tailgating assignment, whether it's big or small, with all the side dishes they have available too. Dickie's will make your tailgate experience a memorable one. Proud supporters of not only this show, but of Southern Miss Athletics. Joining us in the studio, beginning his seventh year as director of the Pride of Mississippi, Travis Higa is here along with Cody Edgerton. They've been here before to talk about this great band that Southern Miss will put on the field. And your first chance to see the Pride in action will be a week from Friday night. That's the night before. No, it'll be this Friday night. This Friday night. I stand corrected. This Friday night at 6 o'clock at Spirit Park on the campus at Southern Miss. The marching band, known as the Pride, will be there in all of their glory and grandeur, putting on the first show for you, the general public, before the opener. We welcome you both, and Travis, we'll start with you. 7 home games this year, and one of the things that you and your staff have always prided yourselves on is a different show for every single game. So Southern Miss fans, if they think they've seen the Pride perform, they may have, but they didn't see the show that they're going to see.
That's right.
But it's amazing that you guys do 7 different shows. How do you do it?
Well, first off, it's from our students that really take on that challenge. We do it in a way where each student can be successful in doing so. So we're not trying to put them in any bad situation. But for our audience, I think you'll really enjoy seeing a different halftime show for every game, and one where if you come to a game and you didn't quite like that one, the next one I think you will like.
So when you go through, and we were talking about this in the pre-show interview, you guys have to learn between 20 and 30 different songs before the season is over. But you've already got a couple in the can, so to speak, but that speaks to the level of musicians that you're dealing with.
Yes, really great students. And they started, we started coming back beginning August 1st with our grad students, and then layering in our leadership and our full membership coming in, a week before school starts. And during that time, we're pulling some pretty long hours, but it's because the responsibility that we have across campus is, to be we're the holders of tradition on campus when it comes to learning the fight song and learning the alma mater. It starts and stops with the Pride of Mississippi, and we need to learn of all the traditions so that the community, our students, know what to do come every game day.
So, Cody, tell us what fans can expect when they come to Spirit Park this coming Friday night at 6 o'clock. By the way, bring your own lawn chairs. Bring your own form of hydration. I say form of hydration because mine tends to be a little different.
And make sure and bring your own food, Kelly. Okay, everybody doesn't get to share with you.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any left.
So why they don't share.
Yeah, make sure that happens. But tell us about what they can expect, Cody.
Sure. Friday. Well, of course, you're going to hear our fight song. You're going to hear our alma mater. You're going to hear the stuff we play every single game. And you're going to hear the stuff that you hear in the stands. All our stands tuned is what we call them. We also call it rah-rah, which is a fun little term. That's all the stuff we play at the game. And all the cheerleaders know it, and all the dance team knows it, and the DDs know all the moves, and it gets everybody in the stadium going. So you're going to hear that stuff, but you're also going to hear some stuff from our first show, which is some numbers of Elvis.
Now, will the you mentioned the Dixie Darlings and the other support staff around the band. Will they be there as well for this show?
Oh, yeah. They'll all be there. Everyone's going to be there. We're all going to be there and ready to go.
So tell us, take us through the chronology of once everybody reported back for campus, how you kind of layered this thing all together.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's a really well-oiled machine, but it starts with our leadership, and we get them all there, and we meet on the weekend, and we talk about what are our goals for the season. And then we bring back our new members. So it's just leadership and new members. And those new members are, I like to say, our VIPs. We want to make sure they get the most one-on-one, hands-on experience so that they're caught up to speed. They have the most to learn. They got the most on their plate. And then our veteran members join us. This is during a weekend. And then we got a full band by Monday, and we're rehearsing all day long and learning everything that we need to know for the season.
You know, you talk about the football team. Practicing in this heat and so on. Dean of the band is out there working every bit as hard.
You know, when I was a student at Southern Miss, I would pass the Pride Field every Friday and see y'all out there rehearsing, or every day I'd come out of class and I'd just be like, I'm just ready to get in my car, and they're out there in the heat and all the, you know, all the stuff. How do y'all select the halftime shows? What goes into that process?
Yeah, that's so first off, although I like to think that I'm in touch with, you know, what's happening and hip and cool, I realize I'm not. I'm older. So we really tap into our students to figure out what is the pulse of the environment that we're in. What do our audiences want to hear? What do they see? So this all starts off in the spring, back in February, and we ask them, like, what are halftime shows that you would like to perform? And then from there, we get a bunch of, you know, suggestions. And throughout the spring, we, between Cody and I, we sit down and figure it out and find the best pairings that would be diverse enough that we think that the audience would like.
Is all music, though, Travis, scored for marching bands? Or if it's not, how do you make it so?
Yeah, so we have a really great staff of arrangers that arrange all of our halftime music. So every piece of music that you hear during halftime was arranged for the Pride of Mississippi each summer.
Now, the Elvis show, I'm guessing in conjunction with the anniversary of his death, mm-hmm. here, you know, and being from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. But can you tell us about some of the other shows you've got in the works? Cody, tell us about those.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got Elvis for our first game. However, and I'll tell you, do you want me to give away some of the tunes you're going to hear too?
That's up to you. Because I don't think it's going to matter as far as fans go, because we're all going to be there.
Yeah, as long as Kelly's not singing anything.
Yes, no, we're going to love it. You're going to hear some Hound Dog, you're going to hear Jailhouse Rock, and then you're going to hear Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
There we go.
So that's our first show, but after that, we've got a joint show with Jackson State University. They're coming to campus. It's going to be a really cool thing. We're on the field together. We each play a tune. Our tune will actually be, I think you all will like this, a Led Zeppelin melody. We've got some rock happening there.
Cody, excuse me. Demon, have you heard
of Led Zeppelin? I do know who Led Zeppelin is.
You do? Okay. I know Mergens does. He's mouthwatering over here with Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, and then we'll do a joint tune with JSU, which is going to be a really cool thing, having all of us on the field. And then the third show, we got the first three here. Rockin' the Rock, we were going to play that Led Zeppelin tune in addition to a Queen medley. Nice. And then we're also going to have Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. And that's our All-South Marching Band show. We get about 300 to 400 high school students on the field with us, rocking out. It's going to be a really great time.
But now I have to say, you guys, I love all of those selections, but there are a lot of younger people that...
I love all those selections. Don't point at me.
You do. No, but I'm just saying...
Bon Jovi?
People younger than you truly may not know...
No, that's my music, though. 80s, 70s, 60s.
Who some of those artists are. So it's one thing about getting it... made to music. What did you call it? Arrangement.
Yeah.
All right. But then comes the marching part. Travis, and especially like with JSU, when you guys are going to share the field with JSU at halftime, how will that all be coordinated?
So whenever it comes to marching, that comes to both Cody and I. We sit there and we call it writing the coordinate sheets for all the marching band members, and that, you know, we figure out the forms and how to get from point A to point B for each set and each phrase of music. So that is what we spend most of the time practicing out on the field with the students. As far as coordination with all of our visiting bands, the GSU, we've been in communication with them and figuring out how we can rehearse together. With it being a 4 p.m. kickoff, that makes it a little challenging because they need to get here a little earlier and spend the day with us. And yeah.
the Pride of Mississippi, about 300 members strong, but that number fluctuates, doesn't it, Travis, from year to year? And what determines how many you will carry each year?
Really, it comes down to whenever we audition students each spring semester and having them come to campus, audition with us to get into the band, and then having them get through our preseason rehearsals and practices. And typically, we've been right under the 300 number, and that's a really good number for us to fill the stands, but also play the music at the level that we play it at.
One of the biggest traditions at Southern Miss is the intro to the game, not necessarily the halftime show. Will that look any different this year? Is it kind of mainly staying the same?
So the pregame that we have is mainly staying the same. Some of that music we've been playing for decades point in time. And so to keep that tradition is really important to me. And so we try to retain as much of that as we can. Even if our numbers fluctuate, we always find a way to keep it the same.
Now, how soon before the other support group comes in, Color Guard, Dixie Darlings, everybody else that you're going to be working with? Well, I'll tell you what, hold that thought as we go to some Led Zeppelin. You can't even hear that, can you? But when we come back, we're going to talk about when do the other groups blend in with the band, and we're going to talk more about the best band in the land. That's the Pride of Mississippi, the Southern Miss Marching Band. They are going to unveil their fall show this coming Friday at 6 o'clock. More with Travis Higa and Cody Edgerton in just a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Eagle Tire West brings you the second segment of the Eagle Hour, a new sponsor here on the Eagle Hour. We're glad to have them with us on Highway 98 West, a place that's so good at what they do that they've actually, Goodyear has actually named a tire after Eagle Tire, and it's called
Eagle
Tire. The Eagle Tires.
Oh, pretty creative.
Actually, the Indy cars drive.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, those are Eagle Tires that go on them. But big fans of Southern Miss, and we are of them as well. Welcome to Eagle Tire West. Continuing our discussion with Travis Higa and Cody Edgerton of the Pride of Mississippi, they will unveil their fall show this coming Friday. It is free. It is open to the public. Just bring your own hydration. Bring your own lawn chair. And meet everybody at Spirit Park at 6 p.m. They had a huge crowd last year. I'm going because it just goes to show you how much the marching band is part of any college experience and any college sporting experience, particularly with football when it's been king in the South for so long. The marching band is a big part of it. But as we continue our discussion, Travis, we talked going into the break that you guys are rehearsing all these things. How soon before the Color Guard, the Dixie Darlings, the cheerleaders, and everybody else get incorporated into final rehearsals?
Yes. So actually, every group that you just mentioned start pretty early. They actually start before the general membership even gets there, but just because I mean, they're such a visual unit that they take a little bit more time to really perfect things. I mean, with sound, we can kind of blend into, you know, what sounds good and what not. With how visual they are, they really need to be precise in what they do. So they get in actually a little earlier before everyone else, and they're on the field with us whenever we start on Monday.
Now, something that will be different as far as games go this year, and we had him on the show earlier when the university announced that DJ Cujo would be providing some in-game entertainment as well. And some fans who weren't really quite sure how this would work said, "Oh man, that just means we're not going to get to hear the band as much." And Cody, to those people, you've got good news.
I do have good news. I'll tell you what, we've got a really good relationship with DJ Cujo. He does the basketball games as well, and I direct the pep band, so he and I are right next to each other in the basketball games, and he's fantastic. He's always trading tunes with us, and he plays really great stuff when we need a little more time. And I think it's going to be a great extended relationship for the football games too.
You hear about all this transfer portal and things like that, and I'm not being funny when I ask this. I'm being serious. Are you in a situation where you can lose band members who could go to other schools and say, "Hey, we think you're really good, and we want you to come and be in our band"?
Yeah, in some ways, you know, especially with the band and it being a class and being so attached to the university, there are some students that, you know, decide that they want to transfer to a different university, whether that's another four-year college or that's a community college. And you know, we're always looking for the best interest in our students. So if they find a better fit that they need to go somewhere else, would be there helping them to find the best fit for them.
And I don't expect you to name specific names, Travis, but are there high schools across the state that are particularly good at, I mean, when you mention that school, you say, man, their band, mm-hmm. you know, is top-notch.
You know, what's really cool about Mississippi in general is that for any university, and especially even community colleges, it has such a rich band tradition. I mean, the fact that every community college has a, you know, 150 to 200 member band as well, and then all the four-year institutions have really great bands, I think is really unique to Mississippi. Having grown up in Hawaii and Michigan and different places, Mississippi is definitely a place where anywhere you go, there's a really great band program to be a part of, or that they can come and join us to be a part of.
I think it really speaks to the tradition of college sports. I mean, I know when I watch like an NFL game, I'm excited for the game and stuff like that, but there's something about watching a college football game, mm-hmm. and in the background you're hearing the band do the things. Mm-hmm. It's not even necessarily the fight song. You just hear da-da-da-da-da, right. Something for a first down or something. I guess kind of talk about that, how important it is to tell the students that have fun, you know, do everything correct, but understand this is still one of the biggest traditions, and people expect it to be a certain way.
It's funny you say that, because that's actually one of the conversations we have with the students is, hey, don't forget, you're performing at halftime, but you're also performing in the stands. A lot of time, college bands, they get airtime when they're in the stands and not necessarily when they're on the field. So in a way, some of the stuff we do in the stands is just as important, if not more. And we always tell them, don't underestimate the power you have of playing the fight song, of playing our tunes that everybody knows, because everybody knows them. And right. That's why it means so much.
When you have 300, this is a question for both of you, when you have almost 300 people, I can't imagine that you can manage all 300 at once. So how do you break down a rehearsal to where communication is going to where it needs to be? Does that make sense? I mean, you have to break the band down into smaller sections. And how does that work, Travis?
Yeah. We try to communicate with them in advance and also give them detailed instructions. We have a great group of staff members and graduate students that really help us manage all aspects of this, because you're absolutely right. When it comes to managing and corralling 300 students at once, the beast kind of has a mind of its own sometimes. So we just need to rely on that effective communication between us and the staff members, and then our leadership team, who can then disseminate that information to everyone.
What's the toughest part of your job right now, Travis? And it's an hour show, and we've already burned some of it. But and I know you could probably talk for an hour on that, so that's why I wanted to see if you could pick out one thing that's the toughest part.
I'm going to answer it in two parts. The toughest part of my job is managing all aspects of what the Pride does and what we do all the time and what we represent as part of the university, and then telling that to students who, you know, really live up to that image as well. The most rewarding part for doing the tough part of my job is seeing the students be successful from day to day and performance to performance. Seeing them, you know, run through Eagle Walk for the first time and be so excited about it. Seeing them get into the stadium for the first time and run pregame on the field for the first time of the season is so exciting. And it makes everything that we do over the summer to prepare for this really worth it. So all the tough stuff we can kind of see in action now.
Cody, the fact that you have three home games to start the season, how is that especially problematic, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem, but it's a good problem. We'd rather perform and perform early and get all the fans excited, but it is something we have to plan for. You know, when we select shows and we plan halftime shows, we have to be kind of strategic about how we do things. So you'll notice that we're repeating a tune between our second and our third show, but we do it in a way that it's still going to seem refreshing to the audience. It's still going to look different on the field. So yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. It's being smart about planning and also preparing the students that way. I'll tell you, we've got a really good group of students who are willing to work hard. And we've talked to them. We said, hey, we got a crazy schedule this year, and they're ready to go, and they're ready to meet that challenge.
Any problems with it's like this every year, but the heat, I imagine, can be especially brutal.
Yeah, we definitely, and that's something we and all the schools down here have to adapt to. But what we've done is we've started rehearsal earlier in the morning, and our morning block tends to happen earlier so that we miss the middle day of the heat, and our evening block a little bit later. So I think just like athletics and everyone down here, we're adjusting it so that the students are only in the heat for a certain amount of times, and then in the middle of the day, they're still working, but they're indoors. So there's a smart way to do it where we can still get stuff done, and they're still working hard, but they're just not out there during those hottest parts of the day.
Dima, as listeners and hosts of this show, we need to offer up special prayer for the tuba players. You know, having no to doubt. Tote that heavy tote stuff in the heat.
I guess, you know, the first game is against Mississippi State, and there's a sense of tradition between Southern Miss, Mississippi State. How are you all kind of telling that also to the students and also preparing for that game? Because it is, to me, different than typical home game.
Yeah, I think we're just really excited about it. You know, because it's an in-state rivalry, we have a bunch of students that have great friends, you know, going to Mississippi State, and they're just excited to see them on our home turf this time. You know, a few years ago, we went up to Mississippi State, and we're just excited to see them on campus.
Are they bringing their band?
They will be bringing their band, but it won't be their full band. It'll just be about just over 100 members of their band.
And how do y'all determine that, for example, for away games for Southern Miss? Mm-hmm. How do y'all determine away?
That mostly happens with us if funding for us, if we have the funds to make that trip and location. You know, if it's a trip to you know, the Hawaii Bowl and in Hawaii, that's probably a trip we're not going to make. But if it's a pretty close rivalry, and it's within our budget and time frame, then we'll always try to explore that.
No, the Hawaii Bowl, Travis, they can just all get into your house, just shove everybody into your house there in the 808.
You're welcome.
Finger don't tense. Have Kelly. There might be another tsunami.
But the third week of the season is the one where you bring the high school kids in. I always kind of enjoy that because you can see the thrill of the high school kids' faces getting to perform at the Rock. But it's no secret, Cody, this is a great recruiting tool.
Oh, yeah. This is one of our favorite events of the year. We bring in high school students near and far. I mean, we've got some students traveling from Alabama and Louisiana and Florida, and they come out every year, and this is their favorite thing to do. And they shadow the band all day long. They're at us in the with us in the morning, and they stay all game long, and they have just as much fun, if not more, up in the stands with our students, and I think it's a really great thing.
So the Alabama kids may not be able to read, but as long as they can read music, that's
all. Goodness.
That's all that matters. Are we still on the air?
We are.
Okay, all right, good. Well, again, the Pride of Mississippi will tell you and show you everything that they've got coming up with their shows this coming Friday night, 6 o'clock at Spirit Park on the campus of Southern Miss. Bring your own folding chair, bring some hydration, and enjoy the sights and sounds. First taste of football season, performance by the Pride. Travis Higa and Cody Edgerton, thanks, guys. Good luck to the top.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
When we come back, Lee Roberts from the Southern Miss Radio Network. We'll talk football in a moment.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This segment brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill in a shadow, within a shadow of The Rock and Pete Taylor Park, as far as that goes. All Southern Miss fans, pregame and postgame at 4th Street Bar. And if you're not going to go to the game, then certainly, of course, we encourage you to do that. But check out all the Southern Miss action. Even some of the other sports besides football are always on the screens there. And great Southern Miss memorabilia on the walls, and they constantly change that because they have so much of it. We're glad that they're part of our broadcast, 4th Street Bar and Grill. And a reminder that the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast is available daily, usually about 15 minutes after the show wraps up, on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can just ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Kelly Sander along with Dima Mixon, producer-engineer Michael Merkins. And joining us now is the color analyst of the Southern Miss Football Radio Network, Lee Roberts, who will be joining us regularly as he has in football seasons past. And Lee, when you talk to outsiders who look at this Southern Miss team, they say that they're pretty impressed with all aspects of the team except the one unit that they're not necessarily sold on yet is the offensive line as a whole, not only in execution, but in depth. Let's just say they're right. If you're OC Blake Anderson, what do you do to try to minimize a weak offensive line when you have a quarterback that you need to protect, like Breland Braxton?
Well, one thing is you definitely don't want to have to hold on to the ball very long, and that's obviously where you see teams get so much better at, is at the defensive end, defensive line positions. And yeah, you've got to have an offensive line that can hold those guys out, give you that opportunity to, you know, see the receivers downfield and get the ball out of your hands. And, you know, if Braylon's a guy that's going to be all on his back feet or on his backside or having to run all the time, then yeah, what will this season come about? So, I just think Coach Anderson's got to put together a system where he can get the ball out of his hands extremely fast, do some things that will help the offensive lineman move the pocket a little bit, get Braylon rolling to his right or to his left. And two, when you got a guy like Braylon that can run, I mean, that's a dual threat guy. That will help. That will slow down some rush for sure.
And with his prowess, Breland Braxton, and being the proven winner that he is he going to have access, do you think, to the entire playbook game one, or will it be increments as the year goes on?
You know, I mean, that's a very good question. I mean, I think you try to put in as much as you can, but obviously in game one, you try to simplify things as well. I mean, you run the things that you're very comfortable with, the things that you're able to be successful with, and the things that you think are going to work against a team like Mississippi State. I mean, you're not going to be able to come in with all these different plays because you want to master a handful of them. So I think in the back of Braylon's mind, he'll know the majority of the playbook. Obviously, throughout the year, you know, there's going to be some adds and some deletions from that playbook. But I think he's been on campus now through the little bit of the fall, the spring, summer now, or rather the spring last year, summer and fall now. I think he's going to have a good handle on it.
Lee, outside of your opinion of what you think about this question, how much do you think the team will be judged and Coach Huff will be judged after the Mississippi State game?
You know, win or lose, I think fans, I think administration, they're just going to want to see, hey, are we competitive?
Yeah.
Because there's been times over the last few years where we just haven't been competitive in games. And again, who knows what's going to happen with a team like Mississippi State coming on the road. In our environment, obviously, it's going to be a deal where our fans are going to be there. There's going to be a lot of state fans as well. But honestly, a lot of these players wearing the black and gold, they don't really know the tradition that we've had at Southern Miss. So it may take a game or two to really start to try to gel. But one thing's for sure is you've got to see a competitive team. And I think we'll see that for sure in that week one.
It's no secret that a lot of the players from Marshall came here to Southern Miss. But one support coach that did not was the offensive coordinator at Marshall, brand new offensive coordinator in Blake Anderson. Problematic at all, Lee, that you've got Braylon Braxton, who was under a completely different system last year and now has to learn the gospel according to Anderson?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, Blake Anderson's going to simplify as much as he needs to make sure Braxton is Braylon is as comfortable as possible. Blake Anderson's a coach that he knows Southern Miss. He knows the tradition here. He knows what it takes to win. And, you know, he's going to put Braylon in a situation where he will be as successful as he can. So I don't think that's problematic at all.
What do you think that Coach Huff and company are looking for out of their team? Obviously, they want to win the game, et cetera. But fundamentally, mechanically, what do you think they're looking for from this Eagle team week one?
Yeah, I think really just reduce as many mistakes as you can. You can't go into an SEC game and have a lot of mistakes. You can't turn the football over and come out victorious. I was out of practice one day last week, and you know, me sitting there watching practice, I felt like it was well run. I felt like the energy was great. But then I oversaw Coach Huff with a very long post-game or post-practice speech. So he wasn't pleased with the way they practice. I think he's a perfectionist, and you know, I think he's going to want his team to show up and do all the little things, and that's exactly what it'll take, is making sure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed, and he'll have his team ready, and I do believe that. So I think you just got to go in that week one and minimize mistakes and just do the best you can in every facet of the game.
Lee, when you think about the defense, Coach Seymour coming over from Marshall, inheriting a lot of Marshall players. You got Moten, both Fosters in the safety room, a loaded defensive line, Montgomery and Chris Jones as your linebackers. I mean, we talk a lot about the offense on this show, but I think the defense is going to be really spectacular this year, especially that first string.
I agree with you, Dean. I think offensively we'll score points. But I think defensively, we're going to create some havoc as well against some opposing offenses. And I think that'll be huge in our favor. And, hey, we all know it. I'm an offensive guy, but we know defense wins championships. And you've got to start there and build your team around some of those great guys. And, yeah, newcomers, but there's some other guys, returners, that I'm anxious to see as well. But really, really excited about what they've created there on that defensive side.
Well, Lee Roberts has already started doing game prep. It's a week from Saturday, the Eagles against the Bulldogs, 11 a.m. kickoff at the Rock. Lee, always good to talk to you, and we look forward to our weekly discussions here on the Eagle Hour. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, absolutely. Enjoyed it, guys, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Lee Roberts, everybody. Hey, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour is Genesis. Genesis sedans and SUVs are Mississippi's finest vehicles on the road today. You can check them out at their new showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Well, college baseball. Yes, we're bringing up the subject. There's news.
But Bob's not here.
He's not here, but there is news dealing with the national tournaments and regions and all those sorts of things. Dima will update us on that with news and notes when the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT brings you the final segment of today's Eagle Hour for indoor softball and baseball training in air-conditioned comfort and meticulous conditions. Squeaky clean at DBAT. We're glad that they're with us on the program. Have been for a while. And we thank you for keeping them in mind for your youngsters trying to get better in baseball and softball. We also want to mention that Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of year, but you can't forget about the most important player, and of course, that's you. Get your annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. Look them up online at foresthealth.org. Well, we mentioned going into the break that college baseball is going to have a new look, particularly in postseason when it comes to regionals and hosts and things of that nature. And Dima Mixon has broken it all down for us as to what's a maybe, what's a yes, what's a no, and what will the new look be like.
Yeah, and this is important because Southern Miss baseball fans, of course, know 2 years ago when they were selected to go to the Knoxville Regional, a lot of people thought that they were just outside the bubble of hosting, maybe 17, 18, 19, of course, the top 16 seeds host. And then they were sent to the number one team in the country, Tennessee. A lot of it, there was a good explanation to me, finally, when we were able to talk to the commissioner. But so basically what they're going to do now is seed the top 32 teams in the NCAA regional. So that to me says that all two seeds would then inherently be seeded. Now, they're not changing the bracket at all. So like the geographical groups that they're all put in is still going to be the same way. So like just because Southern Miss might be the 18th seed doesn't mean they're automatically going to, what would that be, the
three seed?
The 14 seed.
Yeah.
In a regular bracket. It just means that now the committee is more transparent on A, who was close to hosting but didn't get in, and B, you know, yes, while the geographical footprint is still there, I think it's a 300-mile rule or whatever, bus fly, the committee is going to have to answer more if they send a 17th-ranked Southern Miss to the number one seat, in my opinion. So I think it's going to encourage them not to do it now that they're publicly releasing the top 32. Now, I think there will still be some people who are mad they're going here or there or here or there. But, like, I don't think it'll be as bad as we've seen where, like, Florida is a three seed. And, you know, a few years ago when they barely got in and they got sent to the easiest regional.
The problem I have with any changes, including adding more basketball teams to the field of 64 or whatever, 66, is that no matter what you do, they're going to say, well, if you're going to seed the top 32 baseball teams, why not seed them 1 through 64? So you know,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that's always been the argument.
And if they increase the number of teams in the NCAA basketball tournament, there are still going to be some teams left out that are going to say, well, why didn't we get in? You know, so I just don't know that.
Well, it's like the college football playoff. I mean, the Big Ten came out and said we want 24, 28 teams in. And I'm just like, no, let's just stick with 12. 12 to me is a great number. You know, I don't think 8-4, 7-5 teams should be competing for the national championship. Okay, I really don't think that.
But the fact that they're going to do this with baseball, though, would you be led to believe that this has been a topic of discussion? Because I sure haven't had anybody talk anything about, boy, they really need to do this.
No, it has. People have been advocating for this for several years. And I think it's more about transparency more than like switching the format. Now, I wish that they would just do a straight seating format, but I understand the budget, you know, part of it where they can't do that. They can't just send, you know, East Carolina to Oregon every single year, of course. You know, it's just that doesn't make sense for anybody in budgets and stuff. College baseball is still not as dominant of a budget sport as football or basketball is, even with the popularity that it's increased. But it does make sense to me to list out the two seeds in 1 to 32, especially when you get into the, you know, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, because they were right there on hosting and they should be being sent to the 16, 15, 14, 13. You know, regionals instead of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, unless that there's literally absolutely no possibility of them not being sent to those top few teams like Southern Miss was with Tennessee. Because remember in that year, no team in Mississippi hosted. I don't even think LSU hosted. There was nowhere for them to go. The closest spot was Tennessee. So it just made sense because they had to go to an SEC school because you can't have two of the same conference in the same regional.
A shout out to MCS Home Center, whether it's home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need is there at MCS Home Center. If you use it in on or around your home, you can find it at their location, 7329 Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg's new home improvement center with local people there to serve you. 9 times out of 10, they're going to take you right to the aisle of exactly what you're looking for. So you won't be spending a whole lot of time in there anyway. So if time is of the essence, that's a place that you certainly want to keep in mind. The Eagle Hour is going to be on the road a lot the next week or so. Tomorrow we are going to be at Midtown in Hattiesburg at Corner Market. Corner Market is, of course, big supporter, not only of this program, but of Southern Miss Athletics. And then I think we're on the road three times next week, including a two-hour Friday edition. A week from Friday, we're going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hattiesburg for 2 hours. And among the live in-studio guests, or shall we say at Buffalo Wild Wings guests, will include Larry Fedora and Athletic Director Jeremy McLean.
Awesome.
Are both going to be on there. So it's time, kids. It's another academic year underway. Soccer team will be back in action on Thursday. The volleyball team starts on the 29th of August, and whatever Southern Miss is doing athletically, we'll be on top of it for you. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow from Corner Market at 1 o'clock. For producer-engineer Michael Mergens and Dima Mixon, I'm Kelly Sanner. Until 1 o'clock tomorrow, as always, Southern Miss
to the top. To the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.